In northeastern Libya, floods destroyed much of the coastal city of Derna. Thousands are dead. Thousands more are missing. And 9 days on, recovery efforts continue. Among the survivors are some 20,000 women who are pregnant and in need of immediate health care. That's according to the UN. 2,000 of those women are expected to give birth next week. Humanitarian workers like Ahmed Al-Garyani are working to get them the help they need. He's with the UNFPA, that's the United Nations Reproductive Health Agency, and he joins us now from Benghazi in eastern Libya. Good morning, Ahmed.
Hey, good morning, Leila. Thank you for having me on the show.
Ahmed, you spent the weekend in Derna assessing the situation. What did you find? What did you see there?
Well, Leila, with no question, the situation in Derna is beyond disastrous and heartbreaking and led to a severe impact on the people of Derna, especially women and girls and migrants. Whole neighborhoods, we're talking about whole neighborhoods, were flooded, collapsed and carried away to the middle of the sea, along with the people inside them. We're talking 10, 12 stories, buildings collapsed and carried with the powerful stream to the Death South Mediterranean. Large numbers of families gone. As it happened suddenly after midnight, 90% of them, as you can see, were sleeping safe in their homes. Up till this day, the search and rescue teams find bodies drowned in their homes deep in the sea. The government is doing its best for sheltering and setting shelters for the displaced families.
It's 45,000 people that are homeless now, 20,000 of them pregnant. Where are people going for shelter?
The government have managed to give them shelters in, for now, a temporary shelter in the schools. They have 6 schools right now in Derna being prepared and filled with the displaced families. The other half of the families just went to their families in the other cities such as Benghazi. The government is thinking of replacing those schools now with more safe and protected shelters outside of Derna. Now, as if Derna is a little bit dangerous to live there because of the bodies and the infection and the smell, they're thinking of leaving and taking those families outside of Derna and try to rebuild Derna.
And what about medical care? It's a city that has largely been swept into the sea. For these pregnant women and for others who need help, where do they go for that care?
Yes, for now, UNFPA is working hand to hand with the government to settle the 6 primary healthcare facilities in the city. Those 6 primary healthcare centers were submerged and flooded also with the floods. Most of the materials and devices were damaged. And also the staff that has been working in those facilities also were in the community, which was damaged, severely damaged and lost their lives. UNFPA is providing at least 5 teams now to those facilities. 5 teams. Each team is consists of 5 physicians and 4 paramedics. For primary health care and immediate health care, the people of Derna or the affected people in the shelters go to the healthcare facilities that have been established by the government and the UNFPA and other sister agencies in the UN, and also at the field hospital, which is also has a team of reproductive healthcare and paramedics for them ready to receive all the affected women and girls in the area.
Ahmed Al-Garyani is a program specialist with the UNFPA. He spoke with us from Benghazi. Thank you so much for sharing what you saw and what the needs are there.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much, Leila.